Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, and it's mandatory for a food show like this to give you some tips. And so we will. Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I know from experience that you're simply not a big fan of turkey. So what do you do at the end of November every year?
I mean, I grew up in an Italian household, and holidays are big productions there, especially around the dinner table. And so we always had a very different version of what Thanksgiving would be growing up, especially at my grandfather's house, who is Sicilian. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always started with first the cold antipasta plate, which had like things that I remember would be these beautiful like 1-inch cubes of very salty provolone, the anchovies wrapped around the caper. He would do green onions and he'd cut the bottoms and put them in vinegar and then pour olive oil there. So the onions would soak up the vinegar and the olive oil would coat them while you ate them raw. And then, of course, there was the stagionata, which is the old mature sausage. They're very dry. They're very hard. They're sliced, not thin. You know, they're dried sausage and you'd eat those. And scungili, which is Italian for conch. And it was a cold conch salad that had sliced garlic, poached carrots, and lots of olive oil and fresh parsley.
Imagine that.
That was all for the cold antipasta. Then the hot antipasta would come out, things like stuffed artichokes, stuffed mushrooms. And my grandfather always made these mussels. They were cooked, and then the top shell removed, and a spoon of very spicy pasta sauce put on them and cheese, and they were put in the broiler until they were smoking hot. And you'd eat them like right out of the shell. once that was done, then pasta came out. And we always, my grandfather was not a fan of spaghetti. He liked ziti or the tubular pasta. And it had to have meat sauce with pork chops and meatballs and sausage.
Goodness. Wow.
And so that was very important. And that took up a good hour of conversation. And then we never had turkey. We always had small birds, like game hens. And in the Sicilian tradition, they were roasted with lots of rosemary, garlic, and grapes, and olive oil, and balsamic vinegar. And so that was our cranberry sauce, where these roasted grapes with garlic that were spooned over. And then, of course, stewed Swiss chard was always there. It was Swiss chard stewed in tomatoes.
Just the right time of year for that.
Exactly. Perfect. We'd get it out of his garden that morning. And then root vegetables, which were basically confit, because they were in so much olive oil, they were submerged. And they were cooked. There were things like parsnips and carrots and potatoes. And then, of course, more rosemary in there. And cooked, you know, for like 40 minutes to an hour at a low temperature. And they were so melt in your mouth. They were amazing. But that was the main course for us. After that, pastries always had to come out, all the Italian pastries. And everybody usually brought them because that's, you know, that was sort of the host gift when you came. And, of course, the conversation there was who had the best ones and how long they stood in line for them that morning because everybody else was there trying to get pastries.
Now, let me ask you, after the meal, did all the men go off and watch bocce ball and fall asleep?
Not till the pastries were over. Pastries and coffee.
Was
what we had. And then after that, that's when everybody kind of split up. And that's when the Marsala, which is the traditional, and biscotti, the hard cookies, which you dipped in the Marsala.
Wonderful.
Those were kind of eaten somewhere else. That after the pastries and coffee, dinner was done. The women usually went in the kitchen. The men went somewhere to either play cards. But Marsala, which was funny because there's a Marsala producer called Pellegrino, which is my father's family's name, and my mother's Sicilian. And that really never mixed, except for the fact we could drink Pellegrino Marsala when for Thanksgiving.
Jerry, there's always a good time to get together with family and count your blessings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.